You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class for a Tuesday here at KGYM. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben helping out here as we have a little technical issue. Very small one. We'll get it taken care of. Ben's on it. We got our best people on it. So we will take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out at that website at dupaco.com. The great Phil Steele will join us to talk college football coming up at half past the hour. Phil, of course, will talk Iowa, Iowa State, Big Ten, Big 12, the college football landscape, as well as his opinions about mega conferences, et cetera, et cetera. So we will talk with Phil coming up in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. Always a good interview with Phil. And talk about some baseball as well. We've got a world champion to discuss. All that and more here on the Gym Class program for this Tuesday here on KGYM. Coming your way, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app. If you have not downloaded it as of yet, do yourself a favor and do that, and your smart speaker as well. We bring in Mark Dukes here. He's on the southwest side today. He'll be back in studio with us tomorrow. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And, yeah, it's the highlights that you talked about. We're still awaiting news from the PGA Tour player meeting that hasn't really yet begun, so we probably won't get to that, but we got plenty, and looking forward to talking to Phil Steele.
Yeah, you gotta look forward to that. Nobody better as far as college football preview magazines are concerned, and to be quite honest with you, just college football. He's a regular contributor on ESPN on Saturday mornings, and always good to talk and catch up with Phil, and we will do that coming up on the program here today. But we start off, Mark, with a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment by an Eastern Iowan as we have a world champion in our midst. That occurred in the wee hours of the morning, halfway around the world. But Ben Keeter, the senior to be at Iowa City High, the University of Iowa football / wrestling recruit, became a U-20 world champion early this morning.
Quite remarkable. It did happen a little later than you described, but that's my fault because I mentioned it yesterday.
Oh, my bad.
At any rate, Ben Keeter just turned 18 years old in June. And he's one of the few, at least in the last 20 years, to win a world championship like this before his senior year in high school. Gable Steveson, Kyle Snyder, Spencer Lee twice. That's what kind of company Ben Keeter is in.
That's not bad. that's not bad out there. Yeah, getting it done. No doubt about that. And pretty doing it in dominating fashion as well today.
He did. He was down 2-0, went up 10-2, and pinned his Turkish opponent in a minute 40. I mean, that's for the world gold by an 18-year-old. Quite remarkable if you've seen the highlights. And now he's going to board a plane in Bulgaria, get back to Iowa City, and go to football practice.
Not bad.
He can't be as good a football player as he is a wrestler, can he?
He's a pretty darn good football player, too.
I know he is.
He's a pretty darn good football player. But congratulations to Ben Keeter. Just a tremendous accomplishment. And like you said, yeah, the engine never stops on that young man. And he's going to make his way back, and he will be probably in the lineup. I'm sure City High's got a scrimmage lined up for Friday night, and then they will open at Kinnick Stadium against Liberty. And tickets on sale for that one. They're trying to set a record as far as football, high school football attendance is concerned for that first game at Kinnick Stadium. The battle for Zeus between City High and Liberty coming up a week from Friday. That's week one.
Yeah, I'm trying to put in perspective what Keeter has accomplished. And, you know, in wrestling, it's a one thing, but what other Iowa high school individual before they turned or, you know, entered their senior year of high school accomplished such a thing on a national stage? The only person I can think of is Shawn Johnson, who won 5 medals in the Olympics in her between her sophomore and junior year of high school. That's gymnastics. This is wrestling, two different sports, but it just doesn't happen, Scott.
Nope, does not. But congratulations to him. Text line available at 319-366-1600. We'll get to Ralph in a moment. 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well at 319-366-1600 as we come your way here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. Got that going on today and celebrating that, certainly. We'll talk a little baseball coming up with you here in just a couple of moments. Let's get to what is going to be coming up here very soon up in Wilmington, Delaware. Mark, and that is a meeting that was called by the PGA Tour with the players. Not all of the players will be in attendance, but, of course, the players that are going to be playing, the 70, I would imagine all of them are going to be there. Well, I don't know if number 71 got in because Cameron Smith pulled out, but at any rate, there are going to be a representation as far as the PGA Tour players are concerned. In a meeting that was, I don't want to say he was the leading man bringing it all together. I think it was going to be called anyway, but I think when Tiger talks, it adds a little bit to it. And Tiger is in Wilmington, Delaware. He is going to facilitate, one of the facilitators, as far as this meeting is concerned. There's going to be another meeting tomorrow with the PGA rank and file, and they are talking about their fight against the LIV Tour, Mark. And we're going to hear some details, I would imagine, coming out here in the next couple of hours.
I think so, yeah. As you described, today's meeting is basically those guys that are on the player council, guys like Jordan Spieth and certainly Tiger Woods. It's a select few, and then they'll meet tomorrow as a group. And whether Tiger facilitated this is a very important part of it. And as his playing career is, you know, diminished, he can still add a lot to the PGA Tour. And this is one way. Is Tiger that PGA Tour's last line of defense against the LIV Tour? Yes or no? That's our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Highway 1 West in Iowa City.
Yeah, I don't think so. My answer would be no. Tiger's dead set against the LIV Tour. He has come out against it. Done that many times, the last time being at St. Andrews on the eve of the Open Championship. Tiger is dead set against it. He is certainly an advocate as far as the PGA Tour and the way things are right now. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I mean, they were talking about, they're going to discuss, you know, boycotting majors and things like that. Will Jay Monahan be kicked out as far as the commissionership? People are even saying that Tiger is going to be the next commissioner, and it will be sooner than later as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. Could be. I have no idea. Jay Monahan hasn't been in office, for lack of a better term, very long as far as commissionership of the PGA Tour. There is no script, Mark. It's kind of like dealing, you know, in, and I hate to compare the two, but it's kind of like dealing with the derecho. There was no script for the derecho. There's no script for a rogue tour coming up and trying to take all your players. There was nothing in writing as far as how to deflect that. So the players have to get together. They are getting together. They're not going to boycott majors. I mean, that's, first of all, they're not going to do it. If you got an invitation to the Masters, you're going to go to the Masters. You're not going, well, you know, Kevin, somebody made a great example today. Well, Kevin Na's on the LIV Tour, so yeah, I'm going to boycott. That's not going to happen. But they need guidance. They need the top people to come together, put their heads together, and see exactly what their next set of moves is going to be.
I don't know what to expect either, Scott, but I do know one thing. The PGA Tour can't afford to backtrack on what it has already done, but it will have to find a way to deal with this tour because it's only going to gain more players. It was profitable in its first year so far. And, you know, what that is, I don't know. But I don't know that Monahan and Tiger and others can backtrack on what they've already said, that these guys are ineligible for PGA Tour events. But what the compromise is, I really don't know.
319-366-1600. That is a text line. Ralph, good to hear from you. 2436. How do you guys feel this is going to go? Expect anything big? I don't expect anything huge to come of this. I think it's just, like I said, laying the groundwork, seeing what their next moves will be. The PGA Tour Players Council of 20, four players have gone to the LIV Tour. They have installed four new players, including, I know Brant Snedeker is in there. Kevin Streelman has also been elected, or at least nominated, as far as this players' committee is concerned, and they will meet with the rank and file, as I mentioned, coming up tomorrow in Wilmington, Delaware, on the eve of the BMW Championship of the FedEx Cup playoffs. And I think the last thing the PGA Tour wants, I will say this, the last thing the PGA Tour wants to do, Mark, is to come up with some sort of a compromise. And that's going to be, I believe, the discussion point as far as this set of meetings is concerned. What is our next, if A happens, how do we counteract that as far as B is concerned? I think the PGA Tour, if pressed, we'll come up with a compromise with the LIV Tour, but the last thing that the PGA Tour wants to do right now is to go to the bargaining table with Greg Norman.
Well, they're going to have to at some point, are they not?
Maybe.
Or they're going to totally ignore the LIV Tour, which I'm not sure is a wise idea either. I do think that the PGA Tour players are going to be somewhat unified in their position, whatever that may be. We may have clarity on that. Clarity, it sounds like the Bachelorette. But
I'll take your word for that one.
Okay. But we'll learn more in the next couple of days. Yeah. We do know that.
Well, 1991 says the more people talk about it, the stronger it's going to get. And it's already strong. I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's a strong tour, and that could be the reasoning behind why the PGA may have to go to the bargaining table and the negotiating table with the LIV Tour. And going to be interesting to see. Going to be interesting to see. This is just beginning, as we mentioned. The judge's written ruling came out, by the way. The written report, Mark, from the judge last week that denied the three golfers of the 11 the right to play in the FedEx Cup playoffs, and pretty damning against the LIV Tour. I did not go back and read it, but just looking at the Cliff Notes and what people had to say today that cover golf, it was very pro PGA Tour in her ruling.
Yeah, and that's not surprising to me either, but it's not going to be the last that we see court proceedings involving these two tours.
Very, very true. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we come up on 20 minutes past the hour of 3. Phil Steele is going to join us, and we'll talk some college football with the great Phil Steele coming up here in about 10, 11 minutes or so. This just coming down from Jeff Johnson. A little high school football note for you, and we kind of anticipated this, but Linn-Mar's first home game this season is going to be not played at Linn-Mar Stadium. It's going to be played at Cedar Rapids Prairie because of the fact that with all the problems as far as shipping and whatnot, 2022 problems, the turf installation, the new turf installation at Linn-Mar Stadium is behind schedule, and it will not be ready for their first game against Pleasant Valley on September the 9th. So they're going to play over at Prairie. How about that?
Yeah, and Linn-Mar hopes to get back in its stadium and have the turf installed by September 23rd when the Lions host Jefferson.
Yep, that'll be their second home game of the year. So mark that down if you were. That should be a good game as well between Linn-Mar and Pleasant Valley, both playoff teams from a year ago. 319-366-1600. Before we talk a little bit of baseball, I want to let you know that football, of course, right around the corner. And coaches' cuts here on KGYM right around the corner. Coaches' cuts on the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They'll check in with Kirk Ferentz each week during the Hawkeye football season. And they are brought to you by Network Computer Solutions online at ncsei.com. Contact them for a free quote on office security. And baseball, Mark, we've got a heck of a pitching matchup coming up tonight on the south side of Chicago between 15-game winner Justin Verlander and Dylan Cease.
Yeah, Cease, a 12-game winner. Nice win for the Sox last night. That's going to be the highlight tonight. I don't think there's any question about that. And you know, all the games under the lights tonight, so you're not going to hear anything on the scoreboard in baseball. But that's certainly one game to keep your eyes on.
It
and
is.
I know you will.
Yeah, heck of a comeback by the White Sox when they were looking left for dead last night going into the eighth inning against Houston and against the Houston bullpen. But, my gosh, we got a big hit from Yoan Moncada last night. How about that? That's one for the year.
Count them on one hand, can't you?
Less than one. One hand. One digits on the hand. No. Yeah. But good win for the White Sox. Central playing very good baseball right now over the last week and a half.
Yeah, the Twins getting a victory over the Royals, and Twins need that to continue. Royals playing decent baseball. Detroit and Cleveland split their doubleheader yesterday. So the Twins and White Sox gained a half a game anyway, better than losing one. And, you know, 20-game winners, are they dinosaurs, Scott?
We'll get to that in a moment here. A couple of texts to get to be as we wrap up the golf here. 7010 says AT&T was broke up for being a monopoly. The PGA is a monopoly. Time to break it up and compromise. That's from 7010. 6923 says, I think letting the LIV players still participate in the PGA events is the play. If the LIV players stink, I clean that up a bit. Then it'll show, and then people will naturally see that if you want to play quote, professional, unquote, golf, you go to the PGA. If you want money, you go to the LIV. It just seems to make sense to make an enemy out of the LIV tour. And getting ready for Phil Steele, 4702 says, paid $20 for it last night, but a very, very good magazine. I would agree. I did that as well.
350-some-odd pages, and if you read every word, I applaud you.
Yeah, You. I tell you what, it's fine print, but man alive, it's chock full of information. We'll talk to Phil coming up here in just a couple of moments. Yeah, 20-game winners. Justin Verlander has a chance to become a 20-game winner for the Houston Astros this year. Certainly, I think the front runner, or at least among the front runners, to become Cy Young as far as the American League is concerned. And you and I were talking earlier today about, are the 20-game winners dinosaurs? You don't hear much about them anymore. We had one last year in 2021. Urias for the Dodgers won 20 games right on the button last year.
Yeah, but before that in the National League, you had to go back to 2016 and Max Scherzer to find a 20-game winner. And in the American League, it has not had one since Gerrit Cole in 2019. Now, I understand you had the COVID year in there. This is not an overnight phenomenon. It's the emergence of the bullpens that has created this. Managers, some anyway, reluctance to stick with their starters with any length of time in terms of innings. But if they're not going to, they don't become dinosaurs, they're going to become more of a rarity, I think.
Very, very rare. Verlander, the last American League pitcher to win 20. Yeah, I believe in 2019. Is that correct?
Yes, along with Gerrit Cole.
Along with Gerrit Cole. And has a chance to go for number 16 coming up tonight. But in his way, Dylan Cease, who's been terrific as far as the White Sox are concerned this year. That is going to be a terrific, terrific matchup. Dylan Cease, 12-5 with a 1.96 ERA. Verlander, 15-3 with a 1.85 ERA. So you, what, 12-11 tonight?
Well, as a betting guy, I know the odds on the total runs in this game, and I can't imagine it's any more than five, right? I don't know.
I'd have to look. But, yeah, it'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to taking in that game coming up tonight as the White Sox look for two in a row against Houston. Suddenly, Houston, the top team as far as record-wise in the American League, with the Yankees having their troubles as of late. So, and also, I don't think Aaron Judge is going to get to my 65 home runs that I penciled out for him.
That was a pretty ambitious prediction, Scott.
I know it was, and I probably should have backed off on that, but that's the way it goes. Still could happen. Still could happen, but doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it as much now. 319-366-1600. Chris Liss will join us to talk fantasy football, a little fantasy baseball. That'll be coming up on the Wednesday edition of the show. Thursday, we'll preview UNI football. Colbert will join us, who covers the Panthers for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll look ahead. The Panthers, one of five Missouri Valley Conference football teams that are in the preseason top 25 that was released yesterday. And no surprise, the top two, North Dakota State and South Dakota State. And, of course, the Jacks will be at Kinnick Stadium coming up on September the 3rd at 11 o'clock to open the season against the Iowa Hawkeyes. So that's going to be that's an intriguing game, man. I am intrigued by that particular football game.
Yeah, I don't know if South Dakota State travels as well as North Dakota State, but I just remember going to that game, or at least going to our pregame when we were down in Iowa City, and seeing all the green and all the vehicles at Iowa City West.
Yep.
It was unbelievable.
That's where they said they were going to meet. They did. And in mass walked over to Kinnick Stadium. And, oh, boy, that was.
You were in Fargo.
You did. You almost, no dome, though. No Fargo dome. But it was impressive. And I probably the Jackrabbits will not come in mass like that, but there'll be Jackrabbit fans here, no doubt about it. North Dakota State's kind of in their own league as far as fan support. Not to say the South Dakota State fans are not, but North Dakota State is kind of number one as far as that is concerned. All right, 329, Mark. Going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. And stop on by, say hi to Jamie and Chris and Dave and everybody there. They open at 4 o'clock. Patio is open. Be a nice night to be out there. And you can check them out online at emilshideaway.com.
In Major League Baseball, in addition to that Justin Verlander, Dylan Cease matchup, Cedar Rapids Xavier product Mitch Keller scheduled to start for the Pirates tonight in a game against Boston. Zach Wilson, Jets quarterback, injured in the first preseason game, underwent arthroscopic knee procedure that was deemed a success. He could be ready for week one. And conversation today on recent NCAA rules legislation. Schools now can pay for athletes' parking fees and tickets, Scott. Insert comment, stop giving everything under the sun to these kids. Okay, I'm done.
Soapbox is moved, right?
Make them take responsibility. If it costs $5-$10 to park, pay it. You got name, image, and likeness. You got dough in your pocket now.
Hey, the media.
Titling these kids.
Media's got to pay. I know that. Everyone's got their horror story as far as parking tickets in Iowa City.
Jordan Bohan in line one.
It could be. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a look at weather, come back, and Phil Steele will join us, and we'll talk college football with Phil when we return after this here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm with the first meteorologist, Garrett Hyde, with a check of your forecast. We'll warm our way up into those upper 70s a little bit later on in our day today. Some areas frosting their way into those lower 80s, but much more sunshine in store for us today. But we'll continue with the clear skies overnight tonight. That'll help get lows down into the upper 50s. Certainly going to be a cool night. Leave the AC off. I might need the extra blanket if you leave the windows open tonight. We do continue with a near average trend as we head into the rest of the week. More sunshine for Wednesday and Thursday. Highs into those lower 80s with more rain chances arriving by Friday. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that's your latest Iowa's News Now with the first forecast.
Good morning, boss.
What's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk.
You mean Hope Desk?
Hope Desk.
I call and hope I get help, but they either stick me on hold or say I'll get a call back in a couple hours. We need help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, then you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
Get help now with IT Solutions. They continually monitor their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hope desk for you to call for your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you never just hope, you get help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Learn more online at weneedhelpnow.com.
We need help now. .com.
Plug into powerful savings with 11% off Zero Wire products at Menards. Zero Wire is an American-owned leading manufacturer of building wire for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Zero Wire's quality copper and aluminum wire and cable products are designed with practicality and innovation in mind, making installation easier than ever. Get 11% off all Zero Wire products at Menards. Good through August 21st. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Get boosted odds with Elite Sportsbook. Take advantage of Elite Sportsbook's new boosted daily specials. Check the app and website daily for boosted odds. It's all on Elite Sportsbook. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. Job Funnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once and we post it to all the big job sites. JobFunnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on JobFunnel to get started. Breathe. JobFunnel's on it.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
We are back in the gym class here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we get closer and closer to the start of the college football season. And with that in mind, we bring up Phil Steele, one of our favorite guests during the year. Of course, Phil Steele's College Football 22 preview is out on newsstands, bookstores, online, wherever you want to pick it up, it is out there and ready to go for you to take a look at. It is the best as far as the college football magazines are concerned. And Phil, it's always great to talk with you, and that just means college football is close, and that is what we all want to hear.
Hey, guys, always good to be back in the gym class. I think we've been doing this for over a decade, and always enjoy our conversations, my friends.
You bet. And well, let's jump right into it with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Of course, a lot of talent coming back. Lost a few NFL draftees. Tyler Linderbaum at the top of that list. But quite a few returning top flight players for Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. The one difference is a much tougher schedule going into 2022. And your thoughts about Kirk Ferentz and the Hawks?
Yeah, who designed that schedule? You pull both Ohio State and Michigan out of the East? Holy cow. That's a tough schedule, but I'm bullish on Iowa this year. I think when you take a look at this team, you know, they've got a couple of capable quarterbacks. Neither one's going to throw for 4,000 yards or be among the Heisman Trophy candidates, but Spencer Petras and Alex Padilla are a couple of guys that can get it done. And Joey Lamas is fun as well at the redshirt freshman position. They lose an outstanding running back in Tyler Goodson, but I think we got a taste in the bowl game of his replacements when Gavin Williams and LaShawn Williams did well. You know, tight end Sam Laporta is one of the best tight ends. His 53 last year were the best since Alan Cross back in 1992. And then the offensive line is always going to be solid under Coach Ferentz. So you know that the offense is going to be in good shape, probably better than last year. Defensively, while they lose their the star from last year, they were young last year. And then this year's team is a lot more veteran up front. I think they'll be just as good, if not better. The linebacking core is solid with Jack Campbell and Seth Benson. And then the how about Riley Moss coming back? That surprised me a little bit. I thought he'd be in the NFL right now, but he decides to come back, so the secondary is going to be strong. And Iowa had one of the best defenses in the country last year. So despite the schedule, I think Iowa's a clear-cut contender in the Big Ten West this year.
Phil, so what's the top position group for Iowa? Is it those three linebackers?
Yeah, I've got the linebacking coordinator. They've actually got four units that I rank in the top 10 of the country. My number 8 rated set of linebackers in the country, despite losing an outstanding defensive end. I've got a number 7 on the defensive line. I've got the secondary with Riley Moss back, number 7. And yes, if all three units rank in my top units, they have my number 5 defense overall. And then how about special teams? As you know, that can be the difference. And it always shows you the quality of the head coach. When you've got good special teams, you know you've got a really good head coach. Iowa, the last 4 years, have been number 13, number 13, number 4, and number 7 in my special teams. I rate them number 7 in the country on special teams. Torrey Taylor back at punter. Blom, I think, is going to step in and do well as a redshirt frosh, if not Drew Stevens at kicker. And special teams are always so solid under Coach Ferentz.
Who is going to be right there with Iowa in the Big Ten West? We know the Big Ten East.
Yeah, and then Iowa's playing the top teams in the Big Ten East. But I think the West is wide open this year. You know, Iowa's got the toughest schedule. I think talent-wise they might be right at the top. Wisconsin is your usual suspect there. And if Grant Mertz can ever live up to that potential he had in that first game against Illinois, then look out, because he does have the potential. He's got the size and arm that you want. Braylon Allen and Ches Malusi, one of the best running back combos in the country. And the offensive line is going to be solid. Defensively, Wisconsin only has 3 starters back on D, but you can count on them being solid. Minnesota, you know, when I talked to Coach P.J. Fleck this year, despite the losses they had up front on the offensive line, he's confident in that group. Tanner Morgan's got his offensive coordinator back from a couple years ago in Soroka, where he thrived. And then you look at the running backs. Last year they were down to their sixth-string running back. This year the majority of them are back, and the defense is going to be solid. Remember last year what they did under Rossi? It really surprised me, only allowing 279 yards per game. They'll be good on defense again. Nebraska was a team that was almost there in every game. They set a record for my close wins, close losses. 7 net close losses last year. They're going to be stronger. And then don't sleep on Purdue. They got Aiden O'Connell back at QB. A defense that looks to be pretty good. Remember last year, they only allowed 22 points per game. And they've got probably the best schedule of any team in the Big Ten West. So I think those five teams are all legitimate contenders this year.
What was the most difficult aspect to evaluate in regards to Iowa when you made your predictions?
I'm not concerned with really any unit on the team. I think they're in good shape all the way across the board. I think it would probably be the schedule and how are they going to fare in those big games. Hosting Michigan's tough. Going to Ohio State is tough. Playing Minnesota on the road is tough. So I think the schedule in Iowa was probably my biggest factor.
Not to mention a pretty good FCS team to start the year with South Dakota State.
Yeah, South Dakota State. In fact, we put up the FCS power ratings, and we're almost done writing the FCS. We have a FCS magazine on the website. South Dakota State's right up there. You know, they've beaten North Dakota State each of the last two times they played them. That tells how good South Dakota State is. And I believe they're number 2 in the FCS poll.
Yeah. And North Dakota State came in a few years ago to Kinnick and kind of beat up on the Hawkeyes. So it's not going to be taken lightly. Phil Steele joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM as we talk college football. Of course, Phil Steele's College Football Preview 22. Out right now for you to take a look at. Let's go over to Ames and Iowa State coming off, I think we can all say, a disappointing year. A little different vibe going into camp this year for Matt Campbell in a very, very wide-open Big 12.
Yeah, and I tell you what, guys, the Big 12, you know, all I have to do is talk about the number 10 team in the Big 12. Generally, you just put Kansas 10th, and then you say, okay, that's an easy win for everybody that's playing Kansas on the schedule. But I thought Lance Leipold did a great job last year getting this team that was 1-8 with their only win over South Dakota. And all of a sudden they upset Texas and nearly upset TCU and West Virginia. And the difference was Jalen Daniels at the QB spot. Daniels is back this year. Exciting. They got Devin Neal at running back. Practically the entire team is back. I think Kansas is going to pull an upset or two. And that just shows you the strength. I still picked them 10th, but it was a perilous 10th. There's going to be some upsets in the Big 12. And one of those teams doing the upset is going to be Iowa State. Now they're picked in the bottom half of the Big 12 after entering ranked number 7 in the preseason last year. And if you guys followed Matt Campbell's career, you know when you put this guy as an underdog, that's when he does his best work. I think they've got a quarterback in Hunter Deckers that could surpass what Purdy did last year. Purdy had an average year. I think Hunter Deckers comes in a little more arm strength and maybe a little more deep ball, especially with Xavier Hutchinson to throw to, Dimitri Stanley coming in from Colorado. The offensive line, Campbell built that thing up, and now all of a sudden they've got one of the better offensive lines in the country. Getting a guy like Will McDonald, and one of my All-Americans last year, back at defensive end is big. This Iowa State team is going to surprise some folks this year. And like I said, Matt Campbell always does better work when he's an underdog, and that they're going to be this year.
Who do you have winning the Big 12?
You know, last year was an unusual year for college football, wasn't it? We saw all the powers struggle, and the reason for that was I talked to 120 of the 131 head coaches this year, and last year when I talked to the coaches, almost all of them said, hey, Phil, this is the deepest we've ever been. You know, they all had 17, 18, 19, 20 returning starters. The only ones that didn't were the big boys, and the big boys being like Clemson, which didn't even make the ACC title game. Ohio State didn't even make the Big Ten title game. Oklahoma didn't make the Big 12 title game. And, heck, Alabama lost A&M, barely got past Florida and LSU, should have lost to Auburn, a game they needed a late comeback and won in 4 overtimes. This year I think we see a return to the powers. And now they're on par as opposed to last year when they all lost plenty of talent to the NFL while everyone else was super experienced. This year everybody's on par. And when I look at Oklahoma, you know, they bring in a new quarterback in Dillon Gabriel, but back in 2019, Dylan Gabriel had a great year at UCF. UCF was one of the most potent offenses in the country. His offense coordinator was Jeff Lebby. Well, Jeff Lebby's his offensive coordinator here. I think he steps right in and does well. They've got the offensive line, the running backs, the receivers, and Venables knows defense. Plus, last year, their two losses in the Big 12 were at Baylor, which had basically everybody back, at Oklahoma State, which had everybody back on defense and their quarterback. This year, Oklahoma's on par with those guys experience-wise and gets both teams at home. And in the last 3 years where they have had home crowds, Oklahoma's a perfect 20-0 at home. So I've got Oklahoma winning the Big 12 this year.
Mm. I do like Baylor, though. I do like Baylor. They're fun
to watch.
I like
Dave Aranda.
Yes, he's really good. How long does I think the big question is how long is he going to be in Waco? The last terrific Baylor coach is now in the NFL, at least for one more year anyway, and I guess that is a question.
You know, I tell you what, I got to talk to Coach Aranda in length at the Maxwell Awards and, of course, during our coaches interview this year. I don't get the itch that he's thinking of leaving. I think he's very happy at Baylor. And, you know, one of the articles I read during the year, and I brought it to his attention, was, and I'm paraphrasing a bit, it was that Aranda had said something like, I'm a little different, Baylor's a little different, I like it here. And I asked him about that when I was talking to him this year, and he sort of smiled and agreed with that. So I think he's very happy at Baylor.
Phil, how about your sleeper national contenders? I, for one, really interested to see what Utah does this year. Maybe not really a sleeper, but how about you?
Yeah, and I agree. I don't think anybody's really talking about Utah, and yet I've got them number six in the country. And generally my surprise teams have to be a non-top 10 team that I think can make the playoff. But I think if Utah makes the playoff this year, it's going to surprise a lot of folks. So I'm actually saying Utah this year, even though they're not my number one surprise team in the country, because I had to eliminate them because I had them in the preseason top 10. But they're strong at the line of scrimmage. You look at their offensive line, I rate number six, defensive line number 17. In fact, their linebacking core and DBs both rate my top 12. They have one of the top defenses in the country, a strong offensive line, a veteran quarterback in Cam Rising. They go five deep at running back, one of the best tight end rooms in the country with Brant Keithy, Dalton Kincaid, Thomas Yasmin. So this is a team I think is capable of running the table. And if a Pac-12 team runs the table this year, they will make the playoffs. So keep your eyes on Utah. But if you're looking for a non-top 10 team that I think has a shot at sneaking in there, I'm going to go with a team nobody's looking at because of what they lost. I mean, Pitt lost Kenny Pickett at quarterback, and they lost Jordan Addison, a wide receiver. Well, I like the replacements. I think Keaton Slovis comes in, does a good job at QB. They've got an Akron transfer and Kanata Mumfield coming in there. The offensive line's much more veteran than last year. All five starters are back. Defensive line, every year, Coach Narduzzi loses 2 to 3 guys off that D-line to the NFL. This year, he's got everybody back. And last year, they had 54 sacks. I got him as my number two defensive line in the country. The linebackers and DBs are solid. And when you look at the schedule this year, I could potentially see him a favorite in every game, with the exception of maybe at Miami of Florida at the end of the year. But keep in mind, last year, they were 4-0 on the road in the ACC and won those games by 23 points per game. So I think Pitt's got a chance of sneaking in there. And I love the job Narduzzi's doing.
Before I let you go, Phil, I got to ask you, of course, we got the conference expansion carousel going again. USC and UCLA are going to be Big Ten members in a couple of years, for good or for bad. Your opinion on it, is this good for college football? I just kind of interested in hearing what you have to say.
Yeah, I'm a traditionalist. I like the fact the Pac-12 is a West Coast rivalry. Like right now, for example, the SEC, all their teams are in contiguous states. I think the Sun Belt, all the teams are in contiguous states. So I like that regional part of it. But I'll tell you this, guys, I, being a traditionalist, I'll go back to the first year of the magazine, which was 1995. That year, I actually had the Southwest Conference in the magazine. And then I thought, wow, what's going on? Some of the teams are going to the Big 8, which is now the Big 12. Some of the teams are going to the SEC. Some are going to no power conference at all. What's going on with college football? Guess what? College football survived and thrived. And so, 2 years ago, I thought we were headed to 5-16-team super conferences. Right now, I'm thinking we might go 2 or 3 big super conferences. But the Big Ten and the SEC are in pretty good shape right now, and I think college football is going to survive this just fine.
Yep, and grow and get bigger and bigger, and that includes a bigger national playoff down the line. I think we're going to see in just a handful of years. So, Hey, Phil, always appreciate it. Keep up the great work. I'm reading the magazine right now and enjoying it as always. But how can folks get in touch and get a hold of a copy?
I appreciate that, guys. You know, the best place to go is Barnes & Noble. They've got the magazines in force. There are plenty of other places that will have it, places like Books A Million, CVS, Walgreens, Walmart will have the magazine and probably have it right now. 352 pages, 3 to 4 times the amount of information any other college football preview. Now, you can also go online and get it at philsteele.com, and you can also get the digital version at philsteele.com, which, by the way, is updated all the way through the start of the season. So if a player's out for the year or an UAB loses their head coach, Bill Clark, we've got that updated already in the digital version. That is philsteele.com. And if you want to learn about South Dakota State, we're going to have all the FCS teams broken down on Phil Steele Plus, which give you a complete full-page write-up on every single team, broken down position by position, much like the FBS magazine. Also, complete stats and everything for the FCS. Check out philsteele.com for more on that.
All right. Hey, Phil, always appreciate it. Take care. We'll talk soon.
All right. A lot of fun being in the gym class with you guys today, as always. Have yourself a great summer, my friends.
You too. Phil Steele joining us here. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this right here on KGY.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Remember how it felt to look up to the big guys? You can give a kid that feeling. Get in on the new Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Once a month, you and your little go to a sports-related group activity you both enjoy. He finds somebody to look up to, and you get to be a hero. That's a huge win-win. Lots of little dudes are waiting to meet their big now, so join the 6-month Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Get details at bigcr.org.
Good morning, boss.
What's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk.
You mean Hope Desk?
Hope Desk.
I call and hope I get help, but they either stick me on hold or say I'll get a call back in a couple hours. We need help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, then you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
Get help now with IT Solutions. They continually monitor their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hope desk for you to call for your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you never just hope. You get help now.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Always great to talk with Phil Steele, and our thanks to Phil. And again, the magazine available where Phil mentioned. You pick up a copy, I highly recommend it. Scott and Mark with you to close things out here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. Tomorrow at 3, Chris Liss to talk fantasy football. Those fantasy football leagues, I know a few that have had drafts already, Mark. They're getting closer and closer as we Already reached the first preseason week, week number two. This is the biggie coming up this week. You'll see most of the veterans get in, first-teamers, play the most minutes, if you will, as far as playing time is concerned. So that'll be coming up this week. So fantasy football is here, man.
Yeah, this is a big week. Today was the deadline. NFL teams had to cut to 85 players. And week two, yeah, with only three preseason games this year instead of four, this is going to be a big week.
Yeah, and we got a little audio issue with you, Mark, before you set sail today. So we will bid you adieu, because by the time we get you back on, the show will be over. So sorry about that, but Mark will be back in studio with us coming up tomorrow, as we will talk to Chris Liss at that particular time. Should mention that the Big Ten Network folks are in Iowa City today. It is their 11th stop of their Big Ten tour. Dave Revson and the entire gang down there. So a lot of coverage will be coming up on the Big Ten Network coming up this evening. If you would like to take a look at that. And, of course, everything rosy as far as college football is concerned when you go to training camps. Everybody looks good. Team looks good. Look much better than last year. Great shape. They had a great summer. What more can you ask for? And that's pretty much what they talk about, and they will be talking about. But they'll have that story coming up tonight on the Big Ten Network. Also, happy anniversary to what I think is, if not the greatest, well, you got Caddyshack. We know that. Second greatest golf film of all time, which came out 26 years ago today. The Great Tin Cup, coming out, starring, of course, a bevy of stars. Kevin Costner, Don Johnson, Cheech Marin, who should have won an Oscar for his great performance as Romeo the Caddy. It was a tremendous, tremendous movie. And nice par, David, to everybody out there today. You know what I mean if you've seen the movie out there. Coming up tomorrow, Chris Liss, as we mentioned, Colbert will join us on Thursday to talk UNI football. Looking forward to the Panthers season this year as they will get things started coming up in just a few weeks. And then on Friday, we'll take a look at the weekend, get a topic for you, and a whole lot more. So that'll be coming up on the Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Want to thank Phil Steele for joining us. If you missed the conversation, the podcast will be available as soon as we pack things up here today. That will be available at KGYMradio.com, as well as Apple and Spotify. So tune in for that. And want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. And don't forget, Todd and Alex coming away next. Back with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock with Spencer on Sports. He will start things off with his hour-long program beginning at 2 o'clock tomorrow right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3 right here on The Class presented by DUPACO.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and inventory, so you can manage risk and improve margins. Everything you need, all in one place. See why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system,